Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests over Zoom. I'm very happy to have with me here some special guests that I think people will recognize your names, both Ruth Underhill, who is the creator and organizer of Tongass Mist Writing, and Heather Lundy, a published writer who probably many listeners have read some of your books. So thank you both, Ruth and Heather, for being here this morning.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We are here to talk about writing, imagine that, but we are also here to talk about writing in this wonderful space that all of us live in Southeast Alaska. And we're here to really to talk about an upcoming retreat happening in August, and it's going to happen in Tenakee Springs, which I want to talk a little bit about how that maybe came to be, because Heather, people might associate you with Haynes if they've read your books. So maybe you can tell us, how is it that you're going to be in Tenakee?
Well, for those people who've read my most recent book of Bears and Ballots was about my ill-fated time on the Haynesboro Assembly. And part of that escape from a rather challenging personal time for me was heading out to Tenakee. And I don't know how, but one thing led to another, and now I have a place in Tenakee and spend more time there. And I found it to be a really great place for arts and writing, and it's a community I adore. And so I'm a part-time, sometime Tenakee person with dreams of spending more time there.
Well, and speaking of, before we came on the air, you were talking about, you just mentioned what a great artists community it is, and I think that will come up throughout our conversation, but Ruth is there, and I'm wondering if, did you bump into Ruth in Tenakee Springs? Is that how this got started?
Yes, through, you walk up and down the trail, you meet people, but also, as happens in small places, somehow I've ended up on the Tenakee Library Board for the last 3 years, even though I don't live there, but I'm on the board, and Ruth is the librarian. So obviously there's that connection too. And I'm very happy to have Ruth in Tenakee, and any way to keep people in the community and provide some way to make a living there is important. So I'm a big supporter of the Tongass Mist organization, and I'm hoping that it grows and Tenakee maybe becomes a little hub for it. It's a great place. I think it's a great place for creative people, because I know we're focusing on me this time, but anybody who shows up in Tenakee is going to quickly realize that it's full of writers and very good writers and published writers and creative. I mean, from I was just making like a quick list in my head, and I'll probably miss some. But I mean, most recently is Dave and Anka Zeger and Anka Wagner. They've just written Sailing in Place. Brooke Elgin, of course, wrote a longtime column about Tenakee. Kathleen Dean Moore, I mean, you know, dream writer is in Tenakee. Linda Buckley with her children's stories. There's Megan Bush, who's a columnist, a writer, an essayist. Robin Hirsch, poet, that I've heard you profile here on KCAW. Even Darcy Zeal has a pretty popular Substack on health and healing and those kind of things. And then there's even, there's more. I'm gonna miss some, but
that's a good sign that the community is so jam-packed.
Yeah, and even, I mean, one of my favorite books, I think what attracted me to Tenakee, is a little book called Tenakee Times. That was Vicki Weisenbaugh edited it, and it's got voices of all the different people in Tenakee at that time writing about the community. And it just gave me, I love it, because the editor of it was able to, Vicki was able to capture everybody telling their own story and their own voice and different aspects of Tenakee. And I think it's a model of how to write about a place and keep a voice. And so that's just right out of Tenakee, you know, wow. And that isn't even mentioning music and visual arts and all that stuff. So it's pretty impressive. And I'm just a late comer into this scene.
But, well, that's right.
Something in the water for sure, or maybe in the bath.
Well, I want to turn to Ruth now to talk about that bath and a little bit about what people can expect in Tenneke who aren't familiar with it. I mean, Heather, you just gave us a great taste of what a writing community is already there. And Ruth, I'm sure that's in part why you are there and love it so much and have been successful creating this company, Tongass Mist Writing. So tell us, is it bumping into Heather that led you to create this particular writing retreat?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's been a privilege to get to know Heather. I think many of us have enjoyed her writing. I know even people I connect with across the country are very familiar with Heather's writing and warm, hospitable invitation to small town life in Alaska and the remote aspects too that people find so fascinating. But working with Heather on the our public library in Tenneke has been a real privilege and joy. And it's just a really special thing to have a library in such a small community. So I think the possibility of offering a retreat here as well grew out of that working relationship. But also, we're just a small community and people know each other. We have one general store, one bakery, one public greenhouse, you know. So, so I think it's an eagerness to share the beauty of this place and the possibility for creativity here, knowing that it is stepping away from mainstream rush and bustle of normal American life. So,
yeah, that sounds like
put an NPR show name in there. Anyway,
I mean, what a great thing about where we all live is getting away from some of that. I do want to talk a little bit about the writing aspect of it. But before that, I want to get the dates out there for listeners who are thinking, wow, maybe I want to go to Tenneke and join in on this. So when exactly will this upcoming writing retreat be happening in Tenneke Springs?
So the dates we selected are August 9th this summer through August 14th. And it lines up coincidentally very nicely with ferries in and out of Tenneke. So you can take the ferry in from Juneau on the 9th, stay just two more days and take the ferry out on the 16th. If you choose, or of course you can book a float plane flight, which is faster but more expensive from Juneau.
Amazing. Yeah, great that you considered the ferries. That's such a big deal here. Well, for folks who come, Heather, we were chatting before we came on the air. You are kind of planning to offer something quite special and unique, which is to tailor these classes and this retreat to the participants. So I was wondering if you could briefly talk about what that looks like, what you plan.
Well, I see it as, you know, fairly intimate. It's not going to be a whole lot of people, right? And because of that, I think it can be pretty informal and basically be tailored to the participants. When people sign up, we can have a chat and what I can give them, what they're interested in based on what I know about. I'm a memoir person. I write about real life and real people and real communities, which is something a lot of people are interested in, I think, right now. But also I have an MFA in fiction. I've written poetry. Journaling is something that's important to me. I mean, newspapers, I've written columns, essays, audio essays. So I can really tailor it to who's there. If someone's got a work in progress they're stuck with, if someone has a plan they want to do it, we can do, I can even sit down with them. There'll be enough time in Tenneke. It's not like they're not going to see me. And I figure those 4 or 5 days of the retreat, I'll just be on, you know, whatever. Take a walk with somebody, talk about their project, read what they're working on, help them. So, or help them jumpstart one. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about.
That is amazingly special. That's for people who have gone to retreats before, just to have access to a writer like that is quite an opportunity. So if people are interested in finding out more, the place they should go to get information, Ruth, where should they visit? And that's not just about this retreat coming up, but also some classes coming up even before then. So tell us where to go.
Yeah, the best place to go is just to the Tongass Mist Writing website, which is www.tongassmist.com. So on the website, there is a chat box. Feel free to send us a message. It comes right to our email. Again, tongassmist.com. And you can visit the retreat tab for full information about this retreat. There's also a list of events and classes under the events tab. And yeah, coming up tomorrow, Heather is graciously offering a Zoom class, so you do not have to travel for this offering on tinkering or micro revision. So those details, word choices, fine dining issues of writing. How do you make something that your readers want, that they want to read and they enjoy? You can join us tomorrow if you visit tongassmist.com and register.
Perfect. Well, we are all out of time, so we can't chat anymore about any of these classes coming up, but it has been a delight speaking with both of you. I want to thank Ruth Underhill, the creator and organizer of Tongass Mist Writing, and Heather Lundy, a memoirist, a published writer. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks, Brooke. And thank ACAW, and shout out to Public Radio. I keep calling and support.
Yes, yeah. Thank you to KCAW indeed. Thank you, KCAW listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.